Welcome to evening prayer on Monday, the 7th of September. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, how excellent is your greatness. You are clothed with majesty and honour, wrapped in light as in a garment. The sun knows the time for its setting. You make darkness that it may be night. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will make music to my God while I have my being. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 127. The Lord shall keep watch over your going out and your coming in. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labour in vain. Unless the Lord keeps the city, the guard keeps watch in vain. It is in vain that you hasten to rise up early and go so late to rest, eating the bread of toil, for he gives his beloved sleep. The Lord shall keep watch over your going out and your coming in. Children are a heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his gift. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy are those who have their quiver full of them. They shall not be put to shame when they dispute with their enemies in the gate. The Lord shall keep watch over your going out and your coming in. Lord, you are ever watchful, and bless us with your gifts. As you provide for all our needs, so help us to build only what pleases you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Psalm 128. How abundant is your goodness, O Lord! Blessed are all those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the toil of your hands. It shall go well with you, and happy shall you be. How abundant is your goodness, O Lord! Your wife within your house shall be like a fruitful vine, your children round your table like fresh olive branches. Thus shall the one be blessed who fears the Lord. How abundant is your goodness, O Lord! The Lord from out of Zion bless you, that you may see Jerusalem in prosperity all the days of your life. May you see your children's children, and may there be peace upon Israel. How abundant is your goodness, O Lord! O Christ, our true vine, may we, your branches, be ever fruitful in your service, and share your love and peace with all your children, in the power of the Spirit and to the glory of the Father. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. Let us pray. This from Dietrich Bonhoeffer. O Lord my God, I thank you that you have brought this day to a close. I thank you that you have given me peace in body and soul. Your hand has been over me and has protected and preserved me. Forgive my feeble faith, the ill that I have this day done, and help me to forgive all that have wronged me. Grant me a quiet night's sleep beneath your tender care. Into your hands I commend my loved ones and all who dwell in this house. I commend my body and soul. O God, your holy name be praised. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.